Ripped from the headlines. A Rogue One fanfic, written by Guinevac. Read by Black Glass. What the? Is that supposed to be Bodhi?
I think so, Cassian says, utterly unruffled.
He hands the hollow novel over, and Jin takes it gingerly. The woman on the cover wears a clinging shirt that emphasizes both her swelling biceps and her impressive bosom, which makes it all the more unnerving that her face vaguely resembles Jin's own. Or it would, if Jin was prone to smoldering down into the eyes of vapidly beautiful young men, which she is not. The young man in question has long dark hair that flows dramatically in the wind, and his orange flight suit is inexplicably falling off his shoulders.
"Based on a true story," reads the lettering over a billow of white smoke that engulfs them both from the waist down.
"Cocking hells! I can't tell if that's Mothma brooding in the background," Cassian muses. "Or Princess Leia. Could be either."
"Must be Mothma," Jin says sourly. "She's even taller than... then whatever that is."
Cassian grins and takes the novel back.
"It's a matriarchal planet, remember?"
"It's awful!"
"It's a bestseller."
Jin pulls a face.
"Why me and Bodhi, anyway? Where are the rest of us, if this is supposed to be..."
"I'm guessing that's meant to be Cheridan Baze over here."
He points helpfully at two willowy figures, holding hands behind the heroine's brawny shoulder.
"Ugh. But then... wait."
She glances up. Cassian is wearing his guilelessly attentive face, like this is a purely literary discussion, and he has no idea where she's going with it. Jin narrows her eyes at him. He holds the look for a moment, and then produces an ingenuous blink. "Oh, I'm not in this one."
"No wonder he's so bloody delighted with it. Criving spies."
Jin snatches the novel out of his hands again, and brushes past him. She stops after three paces, whirling back around to glare at him silently. She counts the seconds in her head until his expression softens fractionally. His lips part to speak, and...
"No spoilers," Jin snaps,
turns on her heel, and marches on down the corridor.
End of story. Thanks for listening.